You're listening to You've Got This, episode 178. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about acknowledging milestones, because I have realized over the past several weeks that I am in such a season of milestones, and they're coming kind of fast and furious to the point where I don't feel like I'm properly even seeing what they are. I'm kind of glancing at it and going, oh yeah, that's happening. And then I'm moving on to the next thing. And part of this is certainly because I am in this period of transition. If you've listened to the last few episodes, you know, I've recently moved from Oregon to Kansas. I'm starting a new job. But in the midst of all of that happening, there have been a lot of kind of fun milestones along the way. So I want to mention some of these in this episode as a way to prompt you to also be thinking about your milestones and what's happening in your life that shouldn't be ignored or kind of not properly acknowledged. So one of the things I noticed the other day was that I passed the 500 episode mark for You've Got This podcast. And this is a little bit of a, I think I kind of set that milestone aside because in my mind I was thinking, well, I've changed the show up so many times, and that involves like older Q&A episodes, it involves regular YGT episodes, and I found myself kind of delegitimizing this milestone in my own mind, and then I thought, why are you doing that? Like 500 episodes of anything is kind of a big deal. So I'm acknowledging it and saying like, wow, that's incredible to have that many episodes of anything out into the world. And also giving myself a moment just to celebrate what podcasting has meant to me and to my life and the ability it's given me to be reflective and to really think about how I can be documenting things that are going on in my life. There are so many positive things that have come from podcasting. And so that's an important thing for me to be acknowledging. The other thing that recently happened is that I passed the 500 hour mark for coaching. And what that means is that I can now apply for the next level of coaching credentialing with the International Coach Federation. They have an entry level, which means that you've had at least 100 hours of coach experience. And then they have a kind of mid-level, which means you have hit 500 hours of coaching experience. And then the one after that is kind of a master level where you've had 2,500 hours of experience. And over the winter months, as I mentioned, in the midst of all this other stuff, I happened to hit 500 coaching hours, which was something that I was actually pushing pretty hard to do. It was planned for me to accomplish that in this kind of roughly this time frame, because I really wanted to have that done and kind of shift into this new credential level before I got into my coach training in earnest. And part of that has to do with some of the things that are included in my coach training, like me observing other coaches, and ICF requires you to be at a certain level to do that. And so I think because I had been planning this for quite some time and I'd been working toward it all year, sometimes like the bigger projects we have in our lives, we hit the milestone and then we kind of don't even acknowledge it. It's like anticlimactic or something because we have been knowing that it's coming. And so when it's finally here, we kind of move on to the next thing. So I am officially acknowledging those 500 hours of coaching experience and how much I've learned over that time and how much I still have to learn from the clients who are working with me now. And I've just loved every moment of it. Now, speaking of big projects that take a long time and that can be kind of anticlimactic when they happen, I had a new book come out in January. And with everything else going on, I've kind of forgotten to talk about it. And it's actually one of my favorite projects. And this is a book that I remember so clearly working on a couple of years ago over winter break. I went and visited my in-laws. And while I was there, I carved out a bunch of time to do kind of a quasi-writing retreat. They were so kind and generous to not be expecting me to do all of the things with them and with our family, because they knew I was under deadline to get this done. And while I was there, I was able to write kind of my third of the book, because this book is co-authored with two colleagues that I have so enjoyed working with, Tom Tobin and Kevin Kelly. And the book is on alternative academic careers. And this is a book that I have been thinking about for years, way back in like the first couple years of the podcast when I was doing book reviews. There was a book that I reviewed that was about the faculty role. And I remember thinking at the time, why isn't there a book like this for alternative academics? Because as an alternative academic and as someone who's been an alternative academic since I was in graduate school, I didn't really feel like I had those kinds of resources about the how-tos, like the very practical how-tos of what to do to build a career as an alternative academic. And so Tom and Kevin and I wrote this book with that in mind. And because I was pursuing coaching training in the midst of all of it, I also embedded a bunch of practical exercises and kind of coaching questions in this book to help you think at any career stage where you are, what does it mean to look toward an alternative academic career path? So when I say alternative academic career path, really what I mean is if you have a PhD and you are not on the tenure track. So my career in faculty development, my career as a researcher, outside of being a faculty member and being an administrator in online teaching and learning, all of that would be considered an alternative academic role, but there are so many other things. And we go into a lot of detail in the book about things that would be considered in this, this category. So that book came out in January. And then also in January, I think I've mentioned a couple times on the show that I am a series editor for a series with stylists called Thrive Online. And the first two books in that series also came out in January. And this is a series that we've been working on also for years. It's been a really long time. And I cannot tell you how exciting it is to hold these books in my hands. I will be linking to them in the show notes. All the things I mentioned today, I'll link to in the show notes. But they're beautiful. When I first started talking to stylists about this series, I had this very clear vision of what I wanted for it. I wanted these books to be colorful. I wanted to them to have kind of a different, more kind of contemporary looking font. I wanted to have some call out quotes and things like happening within the text and some visual elements of how it was designed that would make the books look really different than how other books in the stylist line look. And stylists was so open to this idea and really wanted to try to make this vision happen. And so when I got these books in the mail and I could like hold them in my hands and see the visual elements, like the colored pages and the callouts and all those kinds of things, it feels incredible. And I hope you'll check out these books. The first one is the title book in the series. It's called Thrive Online. It's by Shannon Riggs, who is actually, when I left Oregon State, she was my boss. When we started working on this book together, we were colleagues, and then she was promoted and became my boss. One of the best bosses I've ever had in the world. If you're listening to this, Shannon, I'm so proud of you in this book. And so this book is, the subtitle is A New Approach to Building Expertise and Confidence as an Online Educator. And Shannon's been in the online teaching and learning world for decades now, years and years, and is so wise and has so many important ideas about how we can be moving the conversation along about what online learning means in the academy and in bigger ways. This is a great book for book clubs in particular. And then the other book is by my dear friend, Bonnie Stachowiak, who also has a podcast. We call each other our sister podcasters because I had one on research and she had one on teaching, or she has one on teaching, called Teaching in Higher Ed. And her book is called The Productive Online and Offline Professor, A Practical Guide. And I took so many practical tips away from this book about things like email management, time management, project management. If you've listened to Bonnie's podcast, you know she is so thoughtful about how to do these things in meaningful ways, especially when it gives us more time for spending time with people like our students and our colleagues in really productive ways. So I will, again, link to these in the show notes so that you can take a look. But they're just incredibly amazing, amazing books. Okay, so some other milestones that are happening that I'm trying really hard to acknowledge right now. One is that in literally 2 days from as I'm recording this, I will have my first day at my new job. And that feels really momentous to have a new job. If you've been listening and kind of following me in other places, you know I also have a new house, which feels also really momentous to be buying, now this is the third property that my partner and I have purchased together. And we learn new things every time we do it. We've been able to upgrade what we've bought every time. And that feels really special. And this is a house that I think we're just really going to enjoy in the years to come. So that's exciting. And then the other milestone that I wanted to acknowledge is the launch of my coach training program that happened in January. And in the midst of trying to finish the coach training guide and really focusing on the final details of that launch, I really didn't want to lose sight of how impactful that launch has been for our business, and also just for my understanding of like what my life's work is meant to be. The kind of curriculum and course design elements that went into that coach training absolutely drew on my early days as a faculty developer and what I've learned over time. And all of the things that I have learned over time as a coach in the past several years went into this program. And it definitely felt like a kind of a piece of evidence or a way of documenting my own growth as both a business owner and as a coach and as someone who engages in training of faculty and higher education professionals. It was a big deal. And I don't know that I've had a chance to really process that. And so this is the start of me kind of processing that, mentioning it here. But that was a big milestone to put that program together. It was months and months, if not years of work, of kind of thinking through what that means. And I do think that so many of the things that we work on that are meaningful to us in our lives and work, they do take months and months and years of time. And when they finally come to fruition, it is so important that we acknowledge those things for what they are, what they mean for us in terms of our careers, in terms of our kind of up-leveling of our skills and the kinds of things that we've done in our lives and work. So I hope you are acknowledging some milestones of what's going on in your life right now. And of course, I would love to hear about those milestones. You can always tweet to me at @KD_Linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @KD_Linder. You can email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. And you can now write me a letter in Kansas. Write that letter to P.O. Box 1973 in Manhattan, Kansas, 66502. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. And I am wanting to celebrate all of these milestones right along with you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.